Mishnah Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel teaches us the Sarnas Shoinis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was tested with 10 times, Vam and Kulam, and he succeeded in all 10 tests. L'idea kama chibasa shal Avram Avinu, from here we learn how much love Avram Avinu had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The officer of Nosson asks for Kolkach Lama. The officer of Nosson asks, why was he tested so many times? And the officer of Nosson answers, Kadei Shiyova Lito Scharei, in order that he should be able to get his Schar. Shayim Elochim Oimrim Yoise Mikulam Shavra Avram Lito Scharei. Avram Avinu is worth more than anyone else to get this schar. Avram Avinu got the schar to teach us why he, more than anyone else, was deserving of so much schar. Rashi, however, has a different approach. Rashi's approach is that we know, as we learn here in Pirkei Avos, Basar Nivra Mamoros Nivra Olam. The world was created Basar Mamoros. And therefore, says Rashi, the Asaronis Yonis that Avram Avinu was tested with and withstood are really here to show us that the reason the world exists is because there are tzaddikim who are able to pass the nisyonos. Avraham Avinu, by withstanding this nisyonos, showed the world that there's a reason that it exists, and that's why the order of the Mishnayis in our Perek are very understandable. The Mishnah begins with Asar Mamoros Nivra Olam, Asar Doiris Menoyach Ar Avram. Only because of Avram Avinu, who withstood these 10 Nisyonos, is there a world that continues to exist. And the Mefarshim take it one step further. The Tarshim say that the reason we, Klai Yisrael, and future generations have Schosim is all because of the previous generations. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought 10 Makkos on our arch enemies, the Mitzrim, and we were saved from those Makkos, it's only because we had a forefather, Avram Avinu, who withstood the Asar Nisyonos. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu about Klal Yisrael, V'yinasu oisi ze'es apomim v'lo shomu b'koili. The Mishnah, as we're going to learn, teaches us that Klal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu im ayin v'inasu, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, v'inasu keil b'vavam hayuchel keil le'aruch shulchan v'medbar. Klal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu many, many times. And the only reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for testing him so many times is because we had a forefather, Avram Avinu, who already withstood the Nisar and the Nisyonos. And that's why the Rishonim already explained that the reason Klal Yisrael, even after they did the Aveira with the Ego, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he had no choice but to break the ego, break the luchas, was still worthy to get another set of luchas. The reason they were worthy to get another set of luchas with the aseres hadibros on those luchas is because we had Avraham Avinu who withstood the asar and the shoynus, and for that we were able to get the luchas with the aseres hadibros not just once, but even after we test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gives them again. And I saw a beautiful vart for Rav Lau. Rav Lau touches Shlita. Rav Lau touches on one of the most complicated questions in Jewish theology. We sometimes see tzaddik v'raloi. Sometimes we see that a person's a tzaddik and he doesn't have such a great life. And the question is, why? So he says, a gewaldig gewart. He says, this tzaddik is really an individual who, even if he's suffering, it doesn't affect his tzidkus. He is satisfied with his lot in life. However, future generations may not be on his madrega of tzidkus, and future generations certainly may not be on the madrega that they could withstand or the nesyonis that this tzaddik withstand. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world a forefather who's a tzaddik. Not only a tzaddik, but a tzaddik who could be tzaddik v'raloi. Not only a tzaddik who be tzaddik v'raloi, but a tzaddik who could withstand the shyness. So that even though his life may be somewhat difficult, the schus of the way he lived is the way it remains for his future generations. Rashi says in Chumash that the knife that Avraham Avinu used to want to shecht Yitzchak was called a machelas. And Rashi quotes Chazal, machelas Hashem sheYisrael oichlem matan tzchara. The schar that Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, withstood that incredible nesoyin of the Akedah. Machelas, we are eating from those chusim. And Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Tiku lefonai b'shoifer shel ayil. Use the shoifer shel ayil kedei she'eskel lechem Akedas Yitzchak v'Avram. We say in the davening, V'Akedas Yitzchak l'zaroi hayoyim Rachman Tiskar, Baruch Ato Hashem Zoich Habris. It's interesting to point out the Mishnah, the Mishnayis are very meduyik. The previous Mishnah speaks about the Asoros Doiros Minoyach Ad Avraham. Avraham Avinu is called Avraham. In our Mishnah, Avraham Avinu is called Avraham Avinu. The reason in our Mishnah he's called Avinu is because what we just explained. Because Avraham Avinu is our Avinu, and because Avraham Avinu withstood all of these nesyonis, we who are his bonim, and he was our Av, are able to have schosim. But it's even more than that. It's much more than that. If in the history of Klal Yisrael we have been tested, in the history of Klal Yisrael we have withstood Nisyonis, it all emanates because we had forefathers who lived that kind of a life. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, teaches us, Kamitzvah Shisrael Masru Atzman Aleim Lamisa B'Shas Kseres Malchus. Any mitzvah for which Klai Yisrael were prepared to be Maisa Nefesh, Kigoyin Avos Kechavim, Klai Yisrael were always ready to be Mois Nefesh, not Chas V'Shalom to worship Avodah Zarah. Klai Yisrael were always prepared to be Mois Nefesh to do the mitzvahs Mila, Adayin Muchzakis B'Yodam. Because we had forefathers who fulfilled these mitzvahs with such Mesiris Nefesh, maybe mitzvahs that are harder to fulfill than other mitzvahs. But these mitzvahs came with Mesiris Nefesh, that became part of our DNA for future generations. But it's a very interesting observation. If we look here in the Bartanura, in listening the Nisyonis, says the first Nisyon was the Nisyon of Rukazdan, where Avraham Avinu was thrown into that furnace of fire. He was ready to be Maisa Nefesh by being thrown into the furnace of fire. Interesting. The Torah doesn't speak about this episode in an explicit fashion. The Pasuk says, V'yoyim elav, ani Hashem she'tzisicha me'ur kazdim. The Pasuk doesn't, however, go into detail of what was it, nukazdim. There's a Pasuk in Nehemiah. It's a Pasuk that we say every morning in Shacharis, where it says, Atu ha'u Hashem alakim, ashebachata ba'avrom, v'tzeisu murkazdim, v'sam tishmai avrom. Avram Avinu, as Rashi tells us, says, v'noichi offer v'efer, and Rashi says, I could have been offer when the Arba Malachim, when the four kings, when I went to battle with the four kings, v'efer when I was thrown into Urkazdim. But it's incredible. Avraham Avinu was ready to be thrown into a fire in Ur Kasdan. And he does, and the Torah barely mentions it. On the other hand, then the sign of Lech Lecha is mentioned quite extensively in the Torah. Lech Lecha, Me'atzecha, Me'lanetcha, Ubeis Avicha. Of course, it represents a Nisayon, that a person who's 75 years old is told to uproot himself from where he lives and go move elsewhere. But it doesn't involve life and death. Here we're talking about a life and death situation, Ur Kasdim. Yet the Torah doesn't mention it very extensively. And here, where it's an assignment, it's certainly not comfortable to move under these circumstances. But it doesn't involve life and death, and the Torah finds this as such a big nesoyin that it should be mentioned so extensively. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, pasuk that we say quite often. The pasuk says, "Miyala b'har Hashem u'miyokum b'kam kachay." Some mafarshim explain, "Miyala b'har Hashem." To go up the mountain is not as hard as miyokum b'mkayim kachay, to remain there. To be maisa nefesh for one moment, chas v'sholem, not to belittle people who are ready to be maisa nefesh. But it's a moment. But to live with mesiris nefesh, to live every moment 24/7, to live a life Abuchal Durachecha Da'ehu is much harder. And that's the lesson of the Torah. Ur Kasdan, yes, Avraham Avinu jumped into the fire, but it was for one moment. But Lech Lecha Me'atzecha was to be something permanent, every moment. And that's a much bigger sign to live every moment L'Shem Shemayim versus just living one moment L'Shem Shemayim. The word Nisayon, the Hebrew word Nisayon, really has two definitions. One definition means test, and Nisayon means a test. Another definition of the word Nisayon is a flag, something high, Lahorim al Nes, to put it high up. And there's a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests Avraham Avinu. So when we have human beings, we don't know what's in the heart, in the mind of another human being. And the only way we could discover what exactly he's thinking and what is exactly where he stands is by testing him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where we stand. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where everybody stands, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give a test? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where he stands. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't test us because he needs to know where we stand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us because a person grows from these nesyonos. The reason Avraham Avinu grew to be an Avraham Avinu, and the reason we grew to become Am Yisrael, is because we had a father like Avraham Avinu, was because the nesyonos made him the test. The first definition of the word nesyon played into the second definition of the word nesyon, and it raised him up. And by raising him up, it raises all up. When he passes the test, and he's bigger, and his greatness becomes evident to the whole world, that passes on. So that is a whole new definition of Lahidia Chibasa Shamakam. Lahidia Chibasa Shal Avraham Avinu doesn't mean that Avraham Avinu, because he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he was able to withstand the test. Yes, of course it does mean it. But it also means something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham Avinu. The world sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was a great person. What made him great? What made him great is that he was able to stand all the nesyonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him. And it's really more than that. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu test? So of course, if we'll see in a school, if there's a public event in a school and a teacher is showing together, is there on stage together with his students, and he poses a question, and he picks on a specific student to answer that question, it isn't coincidental. The teacher chooses that student because he knows that that student is going to be able to answer the question and he won't be embarrassed publicly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew who Avraham Avinu was, and he knew that he could test him and that he will pass the test. And Avraham Avinu, the Mefarshim explain, was very different. We find someone else in our history who was tested. Eyoif. And the Pasuk says in Eyoif, Perik Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Yoim, Ya'eved, Yoim, Ivalad Boy, V'layla Haragavar. Eyoif passed the test, but he cursed the day he was born. Avraham Avinu didn't curse the day he was born. Explains the Sfas Emes. There are people who go through tests like Eyoif. They pass the test, but they're broken. They don't raise the person. They don't make him greater. Avraham Avinu, not only did he pass the test, but it made him greater. And because they made him greater, in every day of his life, they were able to influence not just the way he lived, but they were able to, it becomes an influence for all future generations, who they are. And a test I saw for Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the definition of a test is not, he says, that a person is tested in what he excels. He says we don't find that it's considered a test that Avraham Avinu v'yerelav, that Avraham Avinu is sitting outside in the heat of the day, and he's supposed to serve the guests, the three malachim. That isn't the test Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, who represents Chesed L'Avram, that isn't the test. The test of Avraham Avinu is L'Akeda, that he has to go and be ready to sacrifice his son. And not only to be test. A test is not only what's easy. A test is what's not what we naturally do and still do it. But how is a person able to withstand these tests? So I saw a beautiful vort from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Our Mishnah says, La'idia kama chibasa shel Avraham Avinu. And as we mentioned earlier, what is the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah saying is because Avraham Avinu had this tremendous level of Ahavas Hashem, that's why he was able to withstand the test. But there's a pasuk. The pasuk says that Avraham Avinu, the pasuk says by the Kedah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki ata yodati ki rei elokim ata. So it seems that Avraham Avinu was able to withstand his test because he was a Yerushalayim. So what is it that helped him withstand to pass? Yerushalayim or Ahavas Hashem? So he quotes a Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi in Masech Tesoita, Perek Hei Halocha Hei. The Yerushalmi says, Kosev Echad Omer V'Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. That we're obligated to love Hashem. The cause of Acher Oimer, another pasuk says, as Hashem Elokecha Tira voices Savit. So says the Yishalmi, the pasuk, the Torah is teaching us, Asay Mi Ahava, worship Hashem from Ahavas Hashem, Asay Mi Yira, and worship Hashem from Yira. Why? Asay Mi Ahava, that means Shimbas L'sna, that if you're going to Chas V'Sholem, think that Hashem hates you. Dasha to oyiv ein oyiv sane. A person whose loves can't be an enemy. Asay meyira. If shabas levat dasha to yar vein yar mevat. If you chas shon going to want to rebel, know somebody that you're scared of. You'll never rebel against. What we see from here, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, is that you have to have a complement of a havas Hashem and yiras Hashem. Avraham Avinu, who reached great madregas and Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, Amad Bekulam, was able to withstand all Nisyonos.